Hey, I'm Amber.
And I'm Becca.
From cranberries
to cows
and everything in between,
this is Forward Farming.
Guys, welcome back to Forward Farming. Oh, I forgot we're on video. Everyone's going to see me blowing my nose.
It's okay.
I was trying to get it off before we started.
Did a little recording. Sneak attack.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well for me. Hey, how the heck are you?
That's great. How are you?
Doing well. We just watched the end of the we watched the women's basketball game. Sad ending for Caitlin Clark, but good game nonetheless.
Bye, Iowa.
I'm a little sad, but it's okay. I'm not really an Iowa fan. But I was cheering for them, so
I think a lot of people were. I was very surprised to see as many South Carolina fans at that game as there were.
Yeah. One of my coworkers, actually, she was going to go to the Final Four game. And then they decided, like, let's just see if they get back to the national championship game. And then Friday night after they won, she texted me. She's like, I'm not going to be at work on Monday. I'm going to the game.
Is she really?
Like, yeah. Her and her mom went. They went to the Final Four last year, so that was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's probably a bummer for them to not win it, but I'm sure it was still really fun to watch, so. Yeah, I kind of, like, forgot about the boys' tournament this year, which is, my light died, which is, it is what it is, but what is it, Purdue and, I don't know.
A lot of people were so focused on Iowa this year that I think they kind of took the spotlight away from the men's, which is kind of really cool to see, but
that's true. It might be UConn. I really don't know. I guess.
I don't either.
We'll go for Purdue, Big Ten. Also, because Wisconsin beat them, so it makes me feel a little bit better.
Yep. I think Earn went to Purdue, didn't she?
Oh, she might have. She's a big Purdue fan. I know that much.
Mm-hmm. We're rooting for you, Earn.
Go Earn and team. Okay, so. If I have any coughing attacks, I want to just apologize. Someone, I don't know, a child probably got me sick. I feel okay, except, like, I just randomly have coughing spells. So, it is what it is. We're here.
It is a season. Changing of the seasons. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah, and this... I know we, like, talk shit about the weather all the time, but, like, seriously. Snow, rain. Yesterday was beautiful. Today is disgusting. Like... Can I just
are
get
you guys just
three sunny days in a row, 65 degrees? That's all I need in my life. Oh, you were frozen.
Yeah, sunny and 70. That's all I'm asking for.
I know, it's not much. It's upsetting. So actually, now that we're already ranting, that's kind of what today's episode is going to be about. We hope you are ready for this.
Yeah, we should probably put like a trigger warning on here because... If you're listening with little kids, this might not be the best one for them to listen to. Like if you're listening to them in the car or something.
Are we going to swear?
Cuss words might come flying out today because like, you know, my favorite texts to get are from those texts that you get from like your best friend where it's just like, can I be bitchy for a second? Can I just vent for a second? And that you just unload all these heavy feelings that's like just these little venting dumps. That's what today's episode is going to be. So buckle up. I texted Becca. When did I text you? Sometime last week.
Yeah, like, and we just didn't start get a thinking chance of things to record, that make but... you.
Yeah, start thinking of things that make you mad because we're going to vent about it on the podcast.
I don't even have to think about anything. Like, things are just going to pop up. Come on.
Would you like to vent first? Would you like to rip off the Band-Aid?
Ooh, all right. Okay. You know, I just said how easy this was going to be for me. Now you put me on the spot.
I know. I'm really interested because I don't think either one of us knows what we're going to talk about, do we? Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
No, I have no idea. Okay. So. I was thinking about this today. I don't know if this is like venting about anything, but I wish, and I hope that this can be changed by the time that Sophia is older. I wish that our schools, instead of teaching kids, like, oh, don't have sex, you'll get an STD. Sorry, I couldn't think of the name. Can we teach girls about their cycle? and about like how they're gonna feel during their cycle, God. And like to know at what, like tracking your cycle and all that shit. I didn't start doing any of that until I was trying to get pregnant, and I couldn't. And so then I was like, oh, maybe I should figure out what's going on. And ever since then, I've learned so much about my body. And like now I'm tracking just to track. And because certain days, like a week before I get my period, I am so bloated. That's today, in case anyone was wondering. Like, I look 5 months pregnant. And then in a couple of days, I'm going to be so sad. I'm like, nothing I'm going to do. I know it's coming. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, see, I was like, I don't know if this is really venting. I wish there was more education about it. Like, I had to learn all this on my own. And I just wish that schools taught us this kind of stuff. I don't know. Do you feel like that? I don't think we were ever taught anything like that besides like, oh, you should get a period once a month.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like that's a really great way to teach girls how not to get pregnant, too. I mean, they're tracking their cycle, like to know, okay, like these are red flag days. I need to be very careful. It's not that you need to avoid it altogether, but, you know, just so you're aware of like what's happening during each phase of the month or each week for you. Yeah. That's huge. I mean, like you said, it took me until I was trying to have a kid to figure out what's going on. And like, I never put my moods with like the cycle period that I was in. I didn't know that like the third week is like your crazy week. I didn't put like two and two together. So when you have like these mad depressive spills for the entire week, you're like, what is going on? And then you're just like, oh, yeah. I'm going to get my period next week. Or like, you know, I'm bloated. Oh, this is awful. I look like shit. Like my skin looks like shit. Why is this happening? And you're like, oh yeah, it's just like this week of the month. It's going to be like this. And it's always going to be like this. Yes, I agree.
It's wild that it's like not, I don't know, not more normal for people, and especially girls and like teenagers and even into college, to like know your cycle. And I think it's making it easier with like new devices and stuff coming out. I think the Apple Watches, the newer ones, take your temperature. I've got an Oura ring, which if you are into tracking your cycle, 100% worth the money. It takes your temp every morning. It is spot on when it gets, it knows what phase you're in. It's spot on. So I'm like, that's awesome for me. Like when I was trying to get pregnant, I literally was waking up at like 5 a.m. I had an alarm set to take my temperature so that I would know what my temperature was. Like, mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to track your cycle these days with like the things that are out, but I don't know. It's just wild that stuff like that is not taught to girls. And, you know, we learn about STDs, which are important, obviously, but like, they're not important, but it's good to know about. But like, there's much more about our bodies that we need to know about than safe sex.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much negative. I was going to say, I was not expecting that. There's just so much negative talk when you're in school. Like, there's no, like, this is healthy, this is normal. It's all like, oh my God, you're going to have sex and get pregnant and die kind of talks. You know, it's never like, no, this is normal. Like, you guys should, you know, like, be smart about what you're doing. If you're able to make this decision, at least be smart and educated instead of just. I agree.
Yeah,
I very much agree. I was not expecting that to be the first thing you talk about. So, but
okay, I know. Well, okay. So this morning, I talked about it a little bit, but I'm doing the like first form spring challenge or whatever, and so it started April 1st, and today is like the end of the first week or whatever, and so I weighed myself and it was the same. Which whatever, I'm not big on weight or whatever. And I was kind of looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, what did I eat? Like I am. Just a plump little thing today. And then it kind of hit me that like, oh, okay, I'm about a week out from my period. Like that makes sense of why I'm so bloated. It doesn't matter what I'm eating. And so that made me just feel a little bit bigger, because I was like, I feel like I was so good with my nutrition and stuff this week, and like I was kind of down for a second until it kind of clicked in my head, like, oh nope, just remember where you are in your cycle. It's not a big deal. You're gonna look totally different in another week. So all right, now I'm excited to hear what your first one is.
I should take a before and after picture just to check on my hives. Hold on.
Are you monitoring your heart rate at this point?
I am. I'm just gonna like.
He's actually taking a picture of herself.
I did. I took an awkward selfie. If you're not watching this on YouTube, for whatever reason, the cranberry spider thing has picked up steam on social media again, and I get really excited when people tag me in videos, except for this stupid, stupid freaking spiders. It drives me up the freaking wall. I don't know where this came from. So if you don't know already, there's these videos going around social media, and it's mostly dudes. Like, it's dudes that are posting these videos. The one that I see going around, there is a podcast. I blocked these two idiots on TikTok because even before this video came out, I just didn't like them. And people kept tagging me in this video that was like unavailable on TikTok. And I found out it was from them. So I unblocked this podcast page, and I go and I look, and it's like the Basement Podcast or something. These two guys. Perfect. I haven't either. Well, I have, but they're dumb. Anyway, the one guy was like, oh, you know what I really want to do? Wade through cranberries. And the guy was like, oh my God, why would you want to do that? Haven't you heard about the spiders? And then he just like made up all this stupid stuff. He's like, yeah, there's all these wolf spiders that climb up you, and it's just totally disgusting. And like, it's not right, first of all. And this came from I don't even know where this came from, where people just believe that there's millions and millions of wolf spiders that live out in the cranberry marshes. And every time that you flood to harvest, like all these spiders just erupt from the ground and just like climb up the nearest thing. And the nearest thing is always the workers out there during cranberry harvest, which we're in a marshy area. Like all cranberries grow in a wet area. So there's going to be bugs out there. Yeah. But there's not millions and millions of spiders, especially wolf spiders. Like, do you think I would be working out here if there were freaking wolf spiders? Have you ever seen one? They're disgusting.
Oh my God, they're everywhere at farms.
They're like like baseball size. Is that pretty accurate? Like with their legs out, they're like
the ones that we have around us are like quarter size, but they are.
But still, they're big, disgusting looking spiders. So people are saying that cranberry growers just like throw these wolf spiders out as insect control. Where are we getting the spiders though?
I don't do people
like,
raise
am I just going to go to PetSmart and buy and be like, hey, can I have a
You're
million
give me
wolf
hives,
spiders,
Amber.
Please? No, we don't do this. There are spiders out there, but they're not wolf spiders. They're just little tiny guys. They don't bother you. And if there were wolf spiders with all this tizzy, don't you think I would be out there with my phone, like shoving the camera in their face, being like, come here, spiders, come crawl on me so I can make money off of you and get famous on the internet. You fucking idiots. No, there's not spiders out there like that. And everybody is believing it. I'm like, oh, I'm never eating cranberries again because there's spiders out there. There's not, you guys. Like, they get cleaned. If there were spiders, there's not giant wolf spiders. I'm not getting mauled by spiders. I'm not getting chewed on by spiders when I'm harvesting cranberries. There's not wolf spiders out there. This was just something that took off on social media and people are believing it and it's driving me crazy. So please stop tagging me in these videos because it literally makes me break out in hives when people keep talking about it. And they're not real. Okay, and all these videos that are like, oh, look at all these spiders. Where are the videos with the wolf spiders and the cranberries? Because there are none. All they're doing is just taking clips from like my page, Ocean Spray Ads, and they're showing these beautiful harvest images, and then they're cutting to a clip of a freaking spider. They're not together. They're just, here's harvest, and then here's a clip of a spider. It's
made
not
me itchy.
Real. It's not real.
I'm unwell.
Ugh, I'm just
spiders rubbing on me now.
I'm just don't believe everything you see on the internet. It's not always real, especially when you can't see like video proof of it. Even then,
yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. It's like it'd be a lot easier to believe if you saw it happening.
Yeah, like, I would be the first one to shove, like I said, I would be the first one to try to monetize cranberry spiders. Like, I'll be completely honest.
Do you like spiders?
I don't, but I'm
anything for the money.
Choice. I'm not going to crash my car if I find one in my vehicle.
No, I might.
Let me just.
Your picture is so blurry, I can't even tell if you've got hives or not.
I will text you a picture so you can see it. So a couple years ago, I got into I crashed my car into a ditch. And I got a seatbelt burn on my neck from when I crashed. So anytime I get nervous or worked up, like, that area breaks out into, like, a little rashy hive. That's why I sent you a picture.
Is there, like, a medical reason?
Enjoy my...
Is there a medical reason for that, or...?
No. I also have makeup on, too, on my neck. So it's poking through the makeup. Though.
I can see it. God bless. Do you feel better,
anyway,
though?
Get that out? No, I don't, because I know I'm probably gonna...
People are still gonna say it.
Yeah. Please don't. It's not real. Anyway. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Trying to think what else I want to bitch about. What else do you got right now?
Okay, so I quit drinking last year on my birthday. I just decided I was done drinking. You know what I don't like? I don't appreciate the fact when you go to an event and you're not drinking alcohol, people question your intentions. Like, I was at a bridal shower this morning, and, like, it's no big deal. Like, I just realized that I drank socially just to feel less awkward in social events. And I was like, you know what? I'm a grown-ass person. I should be able to handle talking to adults without alcohol. Like, it shouldn't be an issue. So I just stopped. And I went to, like, a bridal shower today, and the first thing people asked were like, oh, why aren't you drinking? And then they, like, look at my stomach. Like, yes, I've gained weight since the last time I've seen you, probably. So, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm just choosing not to drink alcohol. Because, one, I'm driving, for one. Like, two, I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't feel the need to have a mimosa. Like, mind your business, please. I can make the choice to not drink and still show up to events. So just kindly fuck off, please.
And I wonder if that's, I mean, I've noticed more people, like, I don't want to say our age, but I wonder if that is kind of coming with our age and, like, just understanding our bodies better and knowing how to take care of them better. Like, Joey and I don't ever go out. So, like, I don't drink all that often. I'll have a chore beer now and then. And actually, like, this last week, now that I've been tracking all my macros and stuff, so it hasn't worked out to do it. Like, I've got different goals in mind, but, like, I think it's still kind of like a taboo thing. Is that fair to say? But, like, I also think that the tides are kind of turning. I know there was a sober, I think it's called Sober Bar, not too far from us, but, like, they serve a bunch of mocktails. Like, they have a little patio area. They did, they opened last year, and they, brought in, like, music guests and stuff like that, and it sounded like it was a big hit. So, no, you could go out and still visit with your friends, but, like, not have to purchase alcohol. You could have your mocktail and stuff, and I don't know. I don't know if it's because we're getting older or if it's just kind of a change overall. Like, are the college kids still getting hammered every weekend? Probably. I don't know.
I mean, I kind of hope so. Like, I feel like, you know, when you're that age, it's fun to just go out and if that's how you choose to, like, let loose, then that's your choice. Just be smart about it. You know, obviously don't drive and don't be stupid, but Yeah, it was just kind of like once I had it, once Porter was born, I was like, I can't deal with a hangover with a baby. I don't want to have something go wrong when I am drinking and have to rush back home and figure that out with any sort of, without a clear head or a clear conscience. So it's like, wait, it just didn't make sense to me. And it's like, if someone handed you a bottle that you didn't know what it was, and they told you like, oh yeah, this is literally poison for your body, are you going to choose to drink it just to like feel a little bit better at the time and then feel the repercussions of it later? No, probably not. Like if someone told you, here, drink this bottle of toxins, it's going to hurt your liver. It's going to like hurt the rest of, like it increases your chance of cancer. Like, are you willing to drink this just because it'll change your state of mind? Like, I don't know. The cons just outweigh the pros for me. And I'm like, what difference is it going to make, you know, if I stop? So that was that. If you see someone out and they're drinking a mocktail, just good. Like, good for you.
Don't assume they're pregnant.
Yeah, please don't. Especially if they have gained weight, especially since the last time you've seen them. Just be nice and just mind your own business, please.
I agree.
That's that.
You are frozen. Hello. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes. Are you? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed the last bit of that.
Did you think of anything?
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like I could talk about more stuff. But I also don't want it to be, like, super controversial or anything like that. Okay. I am trying, ever since I started, like, I'm trying to cook more. And not, like, always make, like, hamburger helper or, like, you know, like, the convenient meals. And, so that's been really fun. And sometimes it like annoys me. This is going to be a stupid one, but it's not the whole point. But you know when you go on like a website and you just want the recipe and you have to scroll for 18,000 years before you can get the recipe?
Yeah.
If you want to, it's your blog, whatever. The people that put the link on top that say like jump to the recipe?
Yes.
I love you. You are the MVP. I mean, sometimes there's good little notes and like tips about cooking if you need to see it, and you can scroll up if you want to, but like most of the time I just want to know what ingredients I need, because if it's more than like 10 ingredients, I'm probably not making it. Like I need to see the recipe before I decide if I'm going to make the recipe. You know what else I'd like to bitch about?
What?
Mud. And if anyone tells me that
she's coming for you.
Our farm is dirty after all this moisture, trust me, I know it's dirty, and I don't want it to be dirty. If I had, like, $50,000 that I could just pour into concrete right now, I would do it. We would do it, but we don't have money. But everything's money, and I hate it. And it anchors me.
I have a feeling it's going to be a very wet spring.
Probably. If we could let our cows out on the pasture, it would be way better, but it's just, it's very like fragile right now. Like we want to let it grow a little bit before we let them out. So I'm like hoping that we get warmth and so the grass grows and then we can let them out, because the nurse cow pen is the worst. It's just like, I don't know if it's just how it sits. It's never been that bad, but they must just worked up enough ground that like, because Joy said there's a base there. It just got really deep for some reason. So it was, oh my gosh. I have a huge ass bruise on my foot because I got like stuck in the mud when I was feeding them, and then one of them stepped on me. Luckily, I didn't fall in the mud. Otherwise, I would have just, that would have been it for me. I would have, I'm done. but yeah, I just looked out the window and saw the mud, and so that explains that little rant right there.
Oh, you know what? That reminded me. I don't know how it reminded me. You know what bothers me right now? What? That Hulu and Disney Plus have merged. So Disney Plus has always been like advertised as kind of like a kids platform, like a kids channel, right? But now when they merge together, Hulu and Disney Plus, like ads for like the new American Horror Story are popping up, or like Rick and Morty, like in Porter's seeing this, and it's like, this is scary. I don't want this to be on my Disney Plus. I want it to be Bluey, and I want it to be like movies. I don't want it. I don't appreciate that. I know you can set like you can have like a kids mode on Disney Plus, but then that only gives you like Disney Junior level shows. It's all like little kid stuff, so it takes away like half of the movies and stuff. So I don't know how to fix that.
That's annoying. Also, we were
why you have to pay for two things anyway. Why can't you just switch between the apps? Like, what's the difference? Unless I can get rid of paying for one, why do I have to pay for both of them separately? Them to be one place. It's not the same target audience.
I don't think mine are merged. Is that like a new thing?
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that.
So I'm not going to update my apps, is what you're telling me. Yeah. I don't know what we were watching the other day. If we were on like, I honestly don't know what we were watching the other day, but it was a kid's movie. And these like, again, just like weird ads kept coming up. Like there was a, we were watching TV at my parents' house. What the heck movie we were watching? It was a banger. It's gonna drive me nuts. Anyways, we're watching a kids' movie. Oh, we were watching Frozen. The movie Frozen. I don't know if this was on Disney. It might have been on Disney, but like the ads that were coming up, it was like on repeat. There was a Clear Blue ad constantly. I'm like, why are you showing these little kids a Clear Blue ad? And they were all just adult centered things, and I'm like, how many adults besides like myself are watching Frozen right now? It's a kids movie. There's kids watching. Like, where are the Lego ads and the Nerf gun ads, like, and Barbie doll ads? I don't need to see a Clear Blue ad. Yeah, I think that was on Disney, unless maybe there's merged already. I don't know.
Yeah, unless it was on like ABC Family or something, or whatever that is now, Freeform.
Oh, Freeform, yeah. I don't know. It was just weird. And it was like every single time there's a commercial break. That's what it was. I'm like, come on.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've just been so stressed about. These are all just so...
They're all very random. There was no flow of this episode, and for that, we apologize. Is there ever good flow of the podcast? I don't know.
No.
On brand.
It is very on brand. I can't think of anything else. That was a lot shorter than I was expecting.
I think we just got our shit aired and we were over it. There wasn't much to linger on, you know?
This would have been a fun one to like put up a question and answer box for people to chime in with what they need to vet on. Maybe we can do a part two for this episode.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we'll put up a question and answer box on Instagram.
I promise I'll actually post it on Instagram.
So if you have something, let us know, or send us a message, whatever, privately. Send us a voice note so we can play it on the next episode, because that'd be fun. If you guys have something that's just chewing away that gives you hives, keeps you up at night.
Don't be shy. We won't judge you.
Let us know.
Awesome. Well, I think that's going to about wrap it up today. My kids are fighting in the background, still guessing, still over Nerf guns. And it is almost 5 o'clock, which means I have to put my steaks on the smoker before I get too hungry. Yeah, we got some ribeye steak set out, so I'm very excited for that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you are following us on Forward Farming Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the things. You can follow Amber at Cranberry Chats. Once again, spiders are not everywhere in cranberry beds, so stop tagging her. And you can follow me at Becca Hilby on all the things. And yeah, if you haven't left us a rating and review, we'd love if you did that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, wherever you can leave reviews. I think it's been a while since we got one, which makes me a little sad.
Me too.
Anyways,
I
think that's going to wrap it up. Our internet service is saying that we're done here. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.